quarter to five this morning, we received a call to this premises of a fire. When they arrived, they established that it was a rapidly developing fire in the flat above the shop. It actually entered the roof void as well, the fire. There were two people inside. One was just making his way to safety as we arrived. And the second person was stuck behind his front door. So we actually broke down the front door to allow him to gain exit from the premises.
Yeah, so it must have been quite a scary experience for him, because he couldn't find his keys to actually get out of the door, could he?
Yeah, apparently so. He couldn't find his keys. The timing was just right, and as we arrived, we broke down the front door to allow him to escape.
Yeah. And we can see the damage here. Most of the roof is gone. Has part of the wall partially collapsed as well?
Yeah, that's right. That's really been caused by the roof collapsing, and that's obviously through the intensity of the fire. Whilst we had firefighters in the building, we did have the partial collapse. Consequently, we immediately removed our firefighters from the building, and then consequently we had to fight the fire from outside the building.
Was everybody okay, all the firefighters that were inside?
Absolutely fine, everybody's absolutely fine, yes.
And so what's going on today? There's still quite a lot of activity. There's the aerial, is that the aerial ladder platform?
It is indeed, yes. There's a lot of investigative work being carried out now. Our role now is to, we've liaised with building control, we've had a multi-agency meeting this morning, got all our partners together to ensure that we can, first of all, make sure the building is safe, allow people in the local community to start getting back to normal. Then we can start gaining access to the building and start carrying out a detailed fire investigation to actually establish the cause of the fire.
And what are your sort of initial thoughts at the moment?
We can't really comment on that at the moment. We've got to gather a lot of evidence, and it will take some time. As you can see, the building is in a poor state now. It's going to take some time to actually establish what's actually the cause to the fire.
And we know quite a lot of people had to be evacuated. We understand most of them are now back inside, are they now?
Yes, they are. I mean, one of the precautions that we do carry out is where we feel it necessary, we will evacuate those areas. Public safety is absolutely crucial as well at incidents like this. So we will evacuate. They were taken to a rest centre that was established early on this morning. But as we've brought the incident under control and, we've started to reduce the fire engines that are here, we're allowing people to start gaining access into their properties. One of the priorities now is to ensure that really the community of South Shore sort of gets back to normal as quick as possible.